In Miami, an exhibition of works by Ukrainian artists has gained new significance with the Russian invasion. It's a show mounted by the Voloshin Gallery, which is based in Kyiv. NPR's Greg Allen reports the war has left the Ukrainian gallery owner stranded in the U.S. and unsure when they will be able to return home.
Max and Julia Voloshin are a young married couple with a baby. They came to Miami from Kyiv 5 months ago to exhibit work during Miami's International Art Basel Week. After that, they mounted this pop-up show in a Miami warehouse district, where Max opens a gate in the chain-link fence.
Yes, industrial.
Yes, definitely industrial.
It's a far cry from the gallery the Voloshins own in Kyiv. Julia Voloshina says it's in the basement of a historic building near the city center.
And we are operating now 5 years, but recent war, as you can see, we cannot operate anymore. And our gallery now is a bunker.
Voloshina says the gallery staff and some of their artist friends are staying there at night, using it as a bomb shelter. When we spoke a few days ago, she said they told her the bombs and missile attacks hadn't targeted that area.
It's quiet in the city center, but they're scared as well.
After Miami's Art Basel Fair in December, Julia and Max mounted this exhibition of Ukrainian artists. It collects the work of 5 artists, featuring painting, sculpture, and multimedia pieces, some of which now seem eerily connected to the fighting and missile strikes in the news.
This is a photo of a building that looks like it's been hit by
destroyed
artillery.
By artillery in 2015 in the Donbas region in Ukraine.
It's a photograph printed on silk, draped over a black metal and resin frame. Max Voloshin says the artist, Nikita Kadan, is one of those who's currently staying in their gallery in Kyiv. For the Voloshins, it's understandably stressful now. After Art Basel, both Max and Julia contracted COVID. They decided to stay in Miami a little longer. And then came the invasion, leaving them uncertain when it would be safe or practical to return home. Max says they worry about their families and friends.
My friend Igor was at the opening at this show in Miami 3 weeks ago. And now I will show you his picture.
Max takes out his phone and shows me a photo of his friend, smiling, wearing a flak vest and carrying a Kalashnikov rifle.
Amazing. It's crazy. Like just 3 weeks ago, he was there in Miami.
Until the invasion, the Voloshins say there was a growing art movement in Ukraine. They opened their first gallery 15 years ago when they were both students. For this show and some others, they've worked with curator Omar Lopez Shahoud. Lopez Shahoud says plans were underway for another show later this year in Kyiv. That, he says, no longer seems possible.
But at least we managed to showcase these artists, and their work is so much connected to the current situation.
Another piece in the show by artist Alexei Tsai has a special resonance now. Using Excel software, he created a satellite map of the embattled Donbas region in eastern Ukraine that he printed onto aluminum. But much of the map is obscured by hundreds of craters that Julia Voloshina says Tsai ground into the aluminum.
He was looking at the Donbas region when there was a conflict, a war with Russia before, and tried to depict how it was the landscape was bombed by bombs. From the distance, it's a beautiful work, but beautiful and scary at the same time.
With few other options, the Voloshins have extended their exhibition in Miami. Even before the invasion put their country into the headlines, they say there was growing interest in Ukrainian artists. They're hoping that interest and international support for Ukraine will help artists find fellowships or other opportunities to allow them to continue to produce art in the midst of the conflict. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.